good to be here today. Good to see each and every one of you, and trust everybody has mind the Lord in this service. You know, that's what it's all about. I thought about it as a sister testifying there. You don't have to be anything great in that sight of man. I believe in the Bible, he just tells, be ye faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. So God just wants us to be faithful. And if we'll be faithful to him, then we can live with him eternally one day. I thought as a Sister Dixon was singing, that's where I want to go. That's where I want to go too, don't you? I want to go to heaven, and I'm glad we can go. I'm glad everyone here can go if they want to go. You know why? Because Jesus made the way, didn't he? And he made it so plain, I believe the Bible says, a wayfaring man, though he be a fool, will not err therein. So I'm glad today that we can go. He set before us life and death, a blessing and a curse, and we can choose it or we can let it go by. I think that Jesus, whenever he came into the world, he made the first choice, didn't he? He chose to come into this lowly land of sorrow to die for you and I, that we might have, Brother Dixon, eternal life, that we might live with him. He chose to go to Calvary's cross, to bleed there, and then he ascended back. But the second choice is ours today, ain't it? We can accept this, or we can let it go. So we need to accept it, don't we? If we want to go to heaven. So I'm glad today that we can go if we want to go. If you go to hell, you'll go as an intruder. They say, well, this is all church people here today. Well, I hope it is, and I hope it's all people that are saved, people that have been born again. But only God knows that today. I praise God. So today, if you're not where God wants you to be, you need to get there, don't you? I praise God, brother. We need to be about the Father's business, don't we? I praise God for doing what God tells us to do. For I believe the Bible says that we are bought with a price, and therefore we're to glorify God in our body and our spirit, which is God for the day. If you're a child of God, you've been bought with a price, and therefore you need to be a glorified God in everything you say and do.
Amen.
So it's wonderful, isn't it? To be a child of God. I praise God. Somebody says, how you know? I've been in both positions. Before the Lord saved me, I was a child of the devil. And I found that if the Lord saved me, that was not anything good at all. I praise God. But I'm glad today that we can know that we've passed from death unto life because we love the brother, don't we? Ain't it wonderful to know somebody says, how do you know how you're saved? How do you know you've been born again? When I got the altar, the preacher said I was alright. When I got home, my wife told me I was alright. But I want you to know, if this word of God right here, I won't back up what it says, then you need to get an altar again. He said, you'll be a new creature. Old things will pass away, and behold, all things will come new. Praise God. I told my wife the other day, I said, how we look back, you know, we all do, no doubt. How we see things that we've done that we're sorry of. You better been sorry of them. Praise God. But I told her, I said, I could have done this, and I could have carried somebody a sack of flour. I could have went and seen Grandma and all this, and I could have done all these things. But I still, I needed to be saved.
Yeah.
What we're saying, you can't live a good enough life by yourself and get to heaven, can you? You've got to be born again. That's what Jesus said. I believe him, don't you?
Yeah.
I believe he's coming back, don't you?
Yeah.
I believe when he said over there, he said, I will come again. I believe that's a positive statement. So we need to get ready, don't we? And stay ready. We don't know when he's coming back, do we? But we need to know how that he's coming. So we need to be ready. I'm going to read just a few verses, and I'm not going to hold you very long. My part's not going to be all that long. We don't get it. I praise God. But I want to read this right here, and I want you to listen what the Bible is saying. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us
us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I praise God. I'm so great a kindness. There's just things that on the day for the Charles that just if we'll look around, it'll just encourage us, won't it? I've been around people. I've seen people. And some of them have been left this walk of life. Some of them are still living, but they have been an encouragement to me. I makes you want that. I just keep on keeping on. But He said, let us lay aside every weight. Somebody says, well, how do we give it up? You know, a lot of people today are weighted down. How they've got their mind on everything else except God. How they'll come to the church house and they'll think about what they did yesterday. How they'll think about what they're going to do tomorrow. How they've got their mind on everything else except on God. So we need to lay aside some things that's a hindrance or something. There's a lot of things that can hinder us from doing what God wants us to do.
That's right.
How long has it been since you really worshiped God?
Yep.
You know, somebody said, well, I go to church every day, every Sunday, every Wednesday night, and all this. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You don't worship God by jumping the benches. If God says to do it, do it. But what I'm saying is, we worship God in spirit if we worship in spirit and in truth, don't we? Because God requires that of us. God requires that of us. So lay aside every weight. Every weight, the thing that would hinder us. That would keep us from doing what God wants us to do. And the sin which does so easily beset us.
Amen.
You know, you can't carry sin around your life and worship God. You can't come to the altar and get rid of conviction unless you repent.
Amen.
You can't preach off conviction. You can't sing off conviction. In order to get rid of it, Brother Charles, you've got to repent. Why? Because Jesus and the Word of God says, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish.
Yes.
Repent. What is repentance? I believe repentance is being sorry enough for something that you quit it. You know, people repent every day, don't they? They'll repent, they say, I repent, and tomorrow, how they'll do their same thing. That's not repentance. That's not repentance. You've got to do some changing, haven't you?
Yep.
And you can't do it by yourself. I think about a lot of times I've heard a lot of things he said. I in 40-something years, I believe he pastored Mount Holly. I believe one time he said, if the preacher gets on to me for something, I today, I won't be doing it tomorrow. That's repenting.
Amen.
That's repenting. Getting tired of some things. Laying aside every weight. And the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience. We need a lot of patience, don't we? The race that is set before us. What race is it? It's the same thing, ain't it? Lay aside everything. And you know these athletes, they try to get rid of as much weight as they can when they're running. I thought they don't have so much. I tie them down. That's what we need to do.
Yes, sir.
We need to get rid of everything that's a hindrance today. I praise God. You know, it's not the world's fault. It's not somebody else's fault. If we're not doing what God wants us to do, it's our fault, then.
Yes.
It's our fault.
Yes, sir.
So aren't you glad today you're a Christian?
Yes.
What is the Christian. It's to be Christ-like, ain't it? I praise God. I saw the day when they said you look to God. I run the race. Let it look before us with patience. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. There's not another name given unto heaven whereby we must be saved. I believe the Bible says, but by one name, if that's you to say. And there's just something about that name, man. There's just something about that name. I praise God. Jesus was saved, won't he? I praise God that's what he came in the world for. I praise God that that if we'd believe upon him, that we could have eternal life. So today is a day of salvation. Now is such a time. Tomorrow may be too late. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. It was a shame. It was awful that he had to go. He wanted to go, Lord. He said, not my will, but thine be done. Didn't he? But he said, it just be your will, Father, let this cup pass from me. But he wanted to go, Brother Willis. Despise the shame, he said. Don't matter what it may cost me, how people may look, I'm going to go to Calvary. And I'm going to die for them that they might have eternal life. So I'm thankful today, aren't you, that Jesus loved us, that God cared for us enough that he sent his only begotten Son in the world, that we, through him, might have life, and we might have it more abundantly. I believe the Bible says God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So we need to lay aside that if we want to see the things of God prosper, we just need to come out plain with God, don't we? Come out plain with God. You know, a lot of times we can get food and people can't. And if we had to judge some, Brother Toby knows that a lot of times we'd make the wrong choice. But you know, whenever we stand before God, he's not going to have any problem whatsoever of seeing what's in our lives, is he? Why? Because he knows us, don't he?
Yes, sir.
We're his creation. He knows exactly how we are. He knows exactly how we are today, don't he? Praise God. You know, if we'll live for God, then we can have rejoicing in ourselves and not in another. A lot of times somebody else can think you're good and all this, and you can fool people. I've been fooled, haven't you? I've been fooled. I've been deceived in people.
Yes, sir.
But whenever you just pull up there and you just say, God, I want to live for you, and I want you to show me if there's anything in my life, and then the thing comes back and God says everything's all right, then you can rejoice, can't you? It's not what mama thinks about me. It's not what daddy thinks about me. It's not what my pastor thinks about me. But it's what God knows about me.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What it is with you. It's what God knows about you. So let's lay aside every weight and the sin that's just so easy to set us.
Yeah.
Let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Yeah.
The race, the Christian race. It's not everyone that starts out in it that gets a prize, is it? But it's the one that finishes, crosses the finish line. I've seen a lot of us done cross. I haven't crossed it yet, but I won't be as Paul. Whenever he comes down, he's told, Timothy already said, for now the time of my departure is at hand. I like what he called it, aren't you? Departure. Not that I'm going to die, but I'm just going to depart. One of these days, I'm just going to lay it all down and go home and be the Lord. You say that something good you know, no, it's not what I've done. But it's what Jesus done, and he not only done it for me, but it done it for you.
That's right.
But it says, the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight, I finished my course, and I kept the faith. And he can see that crown that was laid up for him, and he says, not only for me, but for all of them that love his appearance.
That's right.
So today, we all want to go to heaven, don't we? I could ask you right now, and I guess everybody in the house here that would be truthful, and I said, you won't go to heaven? Raise your hand, you would. And I don't know your life. Nobody else in here knows your life.
live it like you and God does, and you and God knows, don't you? But what we need to do is take an inventory of our lives, don't we?
Yeah.
See if God stamps His approval on it. That's what really matters, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what really matters. I fought a good fight. That's what I want to be able to do, don't you? I don't, Brother Michael, I think about a lot of times, you know, whenever we go before Jesus, there'll be a, no doubt in this world even people have their name on plaques, they're noted here and there, they have their name on street markers and all this, they're well known. But all that's really going to matter when we stand before God is what we've done with this man named Jesus.
Right.
What we've done. Have you accepted Him? Have you took Him and let Him be Lord of your life? That's all that matters, ain't it? That's what really matters. So I can say today, and I tell people this about everywhere I go, I love you.
Hey.
And you know why? Because God loves me, and I love God, and that makes it not any matter whatsoever hard to love you.
Amen.
If we'll love God like we should love God, then we can love one another too. And we can all go to heaven together, don't we? Praise God.
Amen.
So let's just trust in God. Let's walk closer to Him. And you pray for us, and we'll pray for you. The Bible says, the essential fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you can't do some things, you can pray, no doubt. You pray. Let's pray one for another. And let's love one another. That's what the world is starting death for today. It's love, ain't it? Love. We need to love one another. That's what God tells us, don't we? God is love. And by this, we can say we love God, and then people know if we do or not. By how we love one another, don't we? So we appreciate you. Pray for us whenever you pray.
Get your book.
Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. You know, Sister Willis testifying a lot of times, and I know she's not that much older than I am, but I think of my mother when she would testify. Anybody ever heard her testify before? She would sit down and she'd always say, I love everybody.